Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, friends. How are you doing this day? It's actually, I know I say it over and over, I talk about the weather, but I'm sitting here with my slippers and my sweater on, and I'm just not ready for tomorrow. It says it's going to be like 50 degrees, but that's what I get. And it's nice that today will probably be our last sunny day here in Utah County, or whatever county I'm in. I get confused with the areas. So, but I just wanted to say, like, before I start with the topic that we're going to discuss today, how, like, overwhelmed I feel with love from my Heavenly Father, that He has got me. He has been there for me through it all. Before I say a prayer every time before I do an episode with you guys, and I just try and get really connected with the Spirit, or know exactly what to say and how to say it my best. Not saying I'm perfect at it, but the best I can do. And before I was getting on with you guys, I just felt so, like, overwhelmed with the comfort of the Holy Ghost and just knowing Heavenly Father's got me, and He's got me for the next phases in my life, for the past phases, what I'm doing now. I feel it, and I hope that you guys are able to feel that too. It's awesome. So let's go ahead and get in today. I really want to talk to you about an experience I had and how it has really changed a lot of my thoughts and the way I move forward in my life. So the title of it is What We Watch and Listen To Really Matters. When I was a child, I would play with friends all over the neighborhood. You know how that, you remember those days, guys, when we could play outside till the sun went down, and we would go from one neighborhood to the next, and our parents completely trusted us. I remember I would run from 1 mile of the neighborhood to the other side just to play with our friends, and it was amazing. I loved those days. I lived for those days. And my parents trusted me that when I would go play with friends, that I would come home before dark. And that was before we had cell phones, people. So my mom couldn't just call me or text me and tell me to come home. And so one day, while I was playing with a friend outside of her house, I think it was a mile away from my house, she asked if I wanted to come inside and watch a movie with her family. And I agreed because I wanted to keep hanging out with her. I wanted to keep playing. And when her family and I sat down to watch this movie, they turned on something that I was not familiar with. And I started to see things on the screen that I have never seen before. At my house, anybody's house, this was my first time. And I heard and saw things that were very frightening to me. And I did not feel good. I can't recall the exact things. It was a long time ago. But I know there was immorality and alcohol and just, like, a lot of things that didn't sit well with me. Just me. And I could feel the Spirit impress upon me that I shouldn't watch these things. And I still remember, though, to this day, how uncomfortable I was sitting with her parents and her siblings watching something that I knew to be wrong. So after about like 5 to 10 minutes, I asked her, hey, do you want to do something else? Do you want to go play? Do you want to go out back outside? And she really insisted on watching this movie. And so I was nervous and I just looked at her and I said, hey, I just remembered I need to get home actually. And she was like, okay. And I just said goodbye and bolted out the door. And I remember I ran the whole way home. I did not look back. I wanted to get back into the home where I lived, where I could feel a little bit better and get comfort from my mom. And I knew I didn't want to feel that way at a friend's house again. I also didn't want to watch or listen to things that didn't feel right. I knew that my spirit was sad because of what my mind was consuming. So as I grew older, I would watch movies, shows, listen to music every so often that would not bring the spirit into my daily life. I knew what I was consuming was hurting me. My thoughts wouldn't feel clean, and I would sometimes act like what I would see in the shows or the movies. And it took some realization and growing, but I knew that I needed to clean up what I was allowing to be a part of my life. I wanted to grow and become better. With me watching or listening to things that withdrew the spirit or wasn't aligned with the way I wanted to live, I knew it was time to make a change. And as I made this change possible in my life, I have seen so much brighter in how focused my thoughts are. You know, the world gives us lots of ideas on what we should base our lives on through what we listen to, what we watch. They're giving us a lot of ideas. And when we understand these sources are not always aligned with our spirit or with growing us closer to Jesus Christ, we can see more of what is driving our thoughts for us. And so as time went on, and with me not desiring to watch or listen to things that lead me away from the spirit, I definitely feel more connected and closer to Jesus Christ and more connected and closer with my Heavenly Father. I feel more at peace. And even now, daily, this is an everyday thing for me. I tend to be more cautious on what I allow myself to consume more of. I am one of those people, actually, that does not like to watch TV. I don't like to watch movies. I really don't like to watch anything unless it's teaching me something. I'm one of those people that just wants to consume a lot to help me like grow in certain areas. And I try and listen, like I said, I try to listen or watch things that will help me grow into who I want to become. So I love watching or listening to church talks, like self-help books, podcasts, or how to make great food. We all have to throw that one in there, right? So, well, just a recent experience, this was probably like a week ago. While my family and I were running errands, I saw something outside that just reminded me of a TV show that I used to watch, well, probably like 10 years ago. One that I wouldn't want to watch now. And I started to think of some of the episodes and some of the things that were inappropriate about the show. And I had a thought come to my mind. This is really because of that show or because of a lot of shows you used to watch or movies or things you listen to. That's why you don't have the desire to watch those anymore or listen to them anymore. And I'm not saying that watching or listening to things are all bad. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I am cautious about what I consume so I can create better thoughts and results for myself. And I think while I was thinking about that show, it reminded me how I used to feel when I was with my friends as a child during that experience or how I would feel as an adult or act as an adult. I'm not really an adult, guys. I'm still a child at heart. I'm an adult. I'm just a child at heart. But how I would act as an adult after watching them. I love the talk. You guys need to go listen to this talk by Tad R. Callister. It's called The Atonement of Jesus Christ. I will link it in the show notes. But I love this talk from beginning to end. He just talks about how we can, when we repent from our sins or our shortcomings, we still have the remembrance of the sin. And that remembrance is a reminder of not going down that same path again. It reminds us of the pain or how much we withdrew the spirit during those moments or experiences. So for me, I feel clearer and way more happier when I allow myself to watch or listen to things that bring me up. I'm not always saying that I don't allow myself to watch anything or listen to anything. I just don't have the desire to. If it's not teaching me anything, I swear, I really just don't want to watch it. And I know that what we do consume has a great impact on our thoughts and results. I know this might just apply to me, but I know that I can see it in others. When you watch something or listen to something, it can have a great impact on your thoughts and your results. So for me, I'm just saying, if it's withdrawing me from the spirit or not raising me up higher, I really don't want to involve myself in it. I feel so much happier when I'm growing and learning things that build me up. It really strengthens me. And I also see blessings from consuming what is better for my thoughts and my brain. It's been a great understanding to me that what we watch and listen to really matters. Our thoughts create our results. And to me, that involves what I think about through what I'm seeing and hearing. I mean, am I right, you guys? I'm just saying, this is my experience. You can take it or leave it. I'm fine with whatever. I just know that for me, I know when I am consuming better things, I have better results and better thoughts. So I hope you take away from this that what you can do to involve your thoughts to something better, whatever even makes or has your thoughts make you feel happier, you know, you guys? Like, I just hope that what I've gone through gives you an idea of maybe what's going on in your thoughts when you consume something that disturbs your spirit or your connection with Heavenly Father or Jesus Christ. So that is it for today. I hope you, if you have any questions or comments about it, please, please do leave them where you can. On my website or wherever. And please make sure that you do leave a review for me. I want to hear from you and spread more of my experiences. Hope you have a great day. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.